Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Erin, and my guest today is Dave Nichols, member of the Electric Vehicle Owners Group. Dave, thank you so much for being in the studio with me.
Thank you, Erin.
And this Saturday, we have an upcoming event. A group photo of electric vehicle owners is happening at 3 in the parking lot in front of UAS. And Dave, I'm wondering if you could share a few more details about this event.
Sure. So what we're doing this year is two things. We're having a group photo at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at UAS, as Erin mentioned. And what we're trying to do is get as many of the electric vehicle owners and their cars together for a group photo. We did this last year and had close to 25 cars show up, and we're hoping we can get more cars in that this year because there's a lot more new EVs in town. And what we're going to do is use a photo just, you know, for general to get the word out on how popular EVs are here in Sitka. Then at 3:30, there'll be a open house where you can come and ask EV owners questions. Maybe you're considering buying an electric vehicle, and there'll be information. You can network. There'll be pizza, soft drinks. It'll be a very family-friendly event, so everyone is welcome to come out this Saturday afternoon.
So a short and sweet event from 3 to 4, essentially. For everyone, but especially folks who are interested in purchasing an electric vehicle. I would love to hear a little bit more about the Electric Vehicles Group, which you are a part of and which is hosting this event.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks, Erin. The Electric Vehicle Group is really just an informal group here in town. We get together every couple months or so, usually at the library. And so far, it's been pretty much an information-sharing group. So let's say someone is thinking about buying an EV. They're wondering things about, you know, like, how do I charge a car? How much does it cost? How do I get it up here to Sitka? Those types of questions. And we try to help people, usually new owners, in the decision-making and purchasing process.
And why would people, or what is the incentive to buy an electric vehicle?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are really several incentives, and probably the most important one is they're quite a bit less expensive than gas vehicles to own and operate. You can buy a really good used electric vehicle for about $10,000 delivered to Sitka, and then once you get it up here, the maintenance is quite a bit less than conventional cars. There's no transmission or any oil changes or pumps to change out. So really, it's a good bargain for the pocketbook, but also environmentally, because we get our electricity from the hydropower, you're really saving on the carbon emissions by driving an electric vehicle. And we estimate that somewhere about 2 tons of carbon per year is what you save when you drive an EV over a gas car. So it's really a win-win for both your pocketbook and also the environment.
Right. And electric vehicles are interesting. I guess before this interview, I had assumed that electric vehicles across the board were equally environmentally friendly. But it turns out that driving an electric vehicle in Sitka is environmentally cleaner in some ways than driving one in many parts of the lower 48. What is that about?
Yeah, that's right, Erin. Because let's say you have an electric vehicle down south in Ohio or someplace like that. There's a good chance that the electricity that you're using to power the car was generated by coal or some other polluting energy source. But because here in Sitka and also in Juneau, we're strongly dependent on the clean, renewable hydropower. It's really a completely renewable process, the energy generation and then the energy use. It's really totally renewable. So that's one of the real strong advantages of driving EVs here in Sitka.
And even with the the hikes in electricity costs, is it still, does it still make sense to buy an electric vehicle?
Yes, it does. We estimate that it costs about 5 cents a mile for your electric fuel to drive an EV in town. And even with the rates going up a little bit, that might be about 6 cents a mile, maybe a little more. And you compare that to a gas car, which typically is closer to 20 cents a mile for your gasoline. So even with the electric rates in town creeping up a little bit, it's still you still save a lot of money driving EVs. And then, of course, the maintenance is less, so you save money on maintenance as well.
And last year, when you were here on the radio, you had mentioned a stipend or rebate from the city for driving electric vehicles. Is that still available to drivers?
As far as I know, that is still available. It's a very easy process for all EV owners. It's about $100 a year, and the electric department will just take that $100 off of your electric bill if you just let them know that you own an electric vehicle.
And as I mentioned to you a little bit before coming into the studio, I am new to town, but one of the first things that I noticed when I arrived to Sitco was just how many Nissan Leafs there were. Do you have a sense of how many electric vehicles there are in Sitka?
Yes, Aaron. Estimate there's at least 50 electric vehicles in town, maybe 60, because there's new cars coming in all the time. And also over in Juneau, there's close to 250 EVs. So to put that into perspective, it might not seem like a lot, but our per capita ownership here in Juneau and Sitka is getting close to 1%. So almost one car for every 100 people, which is a higher rate than even California or any other state in the country. So really, in terms of our overall ownership rate, it's pretty phenomenal what we've got going here in Southeast Alaska between Juneau and Sitka. We really have an opportunity to become a world leader in this area. It's pretty amazing.
A hub in Southeast. Just a couple more questions. Where can folks charge their cars?
Good question, Aaron. That comes up a lot. And in fact, right now, Juneau is trying to decide how best to work their charging stations. They have public charging stations over there, whether to charge people or not. Here in Sitka, just about everyone that I know of charges their car at home overnight on a slow charge. And that seems to work very well for most people here in Sitka. But eventually, someday, we might see public charging stations in town where you can get a rapid charge up. But now, most people just do it slow charge overnight at home. Works really well.
Great, got it. And then just one more question. You had mentioned that you do not own an electric vehicle. People assume that you do or ask you about your vehicle, but you are a walker and a biker. Why is this an important issue for you?
Well, just some background. I think I mentioned this last time on the radio show. Well, I've been a walker and a biker in Sitka for about 18 years now, so I don't own a car. But also my partner, Charlotte, is holding out for a new Tesla. So I'm waiting till prices of new Teslas come way, way down to think about buying an EV. But really, the main thing that I got interested in this was about 10 years ago, we started the Global Warming Group. And it's really apparent to me that electric vehicles are really probably the number one thing that people can do here in town to personally lower their carbon emissions. And so it's really a significant step that people can make for the environment. And that's what really drives me to be interested in this.
Well, I think we are out of time. Dave, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you, Aaron. Glad to be here.
I just spoke with Dave Nichols, member of the Electric Vehicle Owners Group. And this Saturday, a group photo of electric vehicle owners will be happening at the parking lot in front of UAS at 3, and an open house will follow with pizza. And you can listen to this interview and others by going to our website, kcaw.org.